for those down there, he really got an old hams wear, and he kept us off the hams wear, you know.
Yes,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
You know. But I couldn't, but now I was young, I think it was a torture left. But when I was young, on a Sunday morning, it was absolutely packed.
Yeah,
packed.
Charlie says
that. And then we had to get out of that area. An old penny, wherever we get an old penny, we got it somewhere, and we go to Woodford with Mrs. Dowling, and we buy the apples, and come in, and sell the apples in the alley, and all EM was 4 pence. If we got four of the old pence, that's what we wanted. 2 pence for the McDean, and 2 pence water, like he slapped coffee, I think, to us, you know. And all week was made. As we down there wanted the game, but when we were finished our game, they'd go in and someone else would go in.
Right.
We might have to wait 4 or 5 games before we'd actually get the game, you know.
Yeah.
But people knew themselves who was next, you know.
Okay.
You had a few chances of it, said, oh, it was my turn. But a lot of the lads would hate to see Johnny coming down playing handball and more than likely on a Sunday morning. Because he played with the fish, and Orkan saw the fish, and Johnny,
he could go anywhere.
Was into the river, you know. Of the boys in the different houses down along, most of them actually played handball.
Right.
I suppose they actually won't escape by coming to it. Was all kind of escape, because it was all escape from home jobs and all that kind of stuff. You know. Just ahead of all, no more do young men sell you to toss the ball against the wall, or might be over there.